Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we make learning accessible to everyone, everywhere. I'm Madeline, your host, and today we're tackling one of the most defining events in American history, the Civil War. This was a conflict that reshaped the United States, deciding the fate of the Union, the institution of slavery, and the very meaning of freedom. It's a heavy topic, but also one that's vital to understanding how our country became what it is today. So grab a cup of coffee or settle into whatever you're doing, and let's dive into the Civil War, a nation divided. To understand the Civil War, we have to start with the tensions that had been simmering for decades, even centuries. At its core, the Civil War was about two fundamentally different visions for the future of the United States. In the North, there was a growing industrial economy and a push to abolish slavery. The North wasn't perfect. Racism existed there too. But many Northerners wanted to prevent slavery from expanding into new territories. In the South, the economy was largely agricultural, relying heavily on enslaved labor to produce cotton, the backbone of its economy. Southern leaders argued that slavery was not just an economic necessity, but a social and cultural institution worth defending. These differences came to a head in the 1850s. Events like the Compromise of 1850, the Kansas-Nebraska Act, and the Dred Scott decision deepened the divide. The election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860 was the breaking point. Southern states saw Lincoln's anti-slavery platform as a direct threat and began seceding from the Union, starting with South Carolina in December 1860. The Civil War officially began on April 12, 1861, when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. This marked the start of a brutal conflict that would last 4 years. Let's talk numbers for a moment. By the end of the war, over 600,000 soldiers had died, and the countless civilians suffered from hunger, disease, and destruction. The Civil War remains the deadliest conflict in American history. On one side, the Union, led by President Lincoln, fought to preserve the United States. On the other side, the Confederacy, led by Jefferson Davis, sought independence to protect their way of life, including slavery. The Union had significant advantages, including more industrial resources, a larger population, and a navy. But the Confederacy had strong military leadership, with generals like Robert E. Lee and a fierce determination to defend their territory. The Civil War was fought across dozens of battlefields, from Pennsylvania to Texas. Some of the most important turning points came in 1863. The first was the Emancipation Proclamation. On January 1st, 1863, Lincoln declared that enslaved people in Confederate-held territory were free. This wasn't just a moral decision, it was also a strategic one. By making the war about slavery, Lincoln ensured that European nations, which opposed slavery, wouldn't support the Confederacy. Later that year, in July, the Battle of Gettysburg marked a turning point. After 3 days of brutal fighting, the Union emerged victorious, halting Lee's invasion of the North. Around that same time, Union forces, led by Ulysses S. Grant, captured Vicksburg, Mississippi, giving the Union control of the Mississippi River and splitting the Confederacy in two. These victories shifted momentum toward the Union, but the war was far from over. The Civil War came to an end in the spring of 1865. After a series of relentless campaigns, General Lee surrendered to General Grant at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia on April 9, 1865. Other Confederate forces soon followed, and the Union was preserved. But the end of the war didn't mean the end of the challenges. Slavery was abolished with the 13th Amendment, but the struggle for African Americans' rights was far from over. Reconstruction brought significant changes, including the 14th and 15th Amendments, which granted citizenship and voting rights. However, resistance in the South, including the rise of Jim Crow laws and groups like the Ku Klux Klan, meant that true equality remained elusive. The Civil War left scars, physical, emotional, and political, that would take generations to heal. So, why does the Civil War still matter? For one, it defined what the United States would become. It answered the fundamental question of whether we were a collection of states or one unified nation. It also forced the country to confront the moral and economic atrocity of slavery, even though the fight for racial equality continues to this day. Understanding the Civil War helps us grapple with the divisions that still exist in America. Issues like race, regional identity, and the balance of power between states and the federal government have their roots in this era. That's it for today's episode of Know It All. The Civil War is a complex and emotional topic, but it's one we can't afford to ignore. It shaped the nation we live in today, and its lessons remain deeply relevant. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to leave a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts or suggestions for future episodes, so feel free to reach out. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, stay curious.